تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره، همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: أعجز الناس من عجز عن اكتساب الإخوان، وأعجز منه من ضيع من ظفر به منهم، وأعجز منه من ضيع من ظفر به منهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "The most helpless of all men is he who cannot find a few brothers during his life, but still more helpless is he who finds such a brother but loses him."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. There are so many lessons that we learn from Imam Ali's universal persona, a persona which is a role model for the present day. But interestingly, it has been a role model even for the days of yonder. Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks in a certain place specifically about the dispensation and the meting out of justice by people who are not fit for it. Now, we might think that, oh, giving justice is only something that is done in a court of law. But in reality, in our own various positions in life,
we do have certain amount of power and responsibilities as far as meting out and giving justice and the dispensation of justice. So it does apply to each and every one of us in one way or the other. Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that there are two people that are detested by Allah. One is the individual who is devoted to their self. They are a nuisance for those who are enamored of them, meaning this individual who is devoted to his self and he makes just judgments upon his whims and desires. They are a problem, a headache for those people who have become in love with them, who hold this kind of unfit individual in high regards. Because not only is that individual themselves misled from the guidance of those preceding them, this individual will mislead those who follow him. So not only are they making up this kind of justice as they go along based upon their whims and their desires and their selfishness, not only are they misleading themselves, not only are they leading to their own destruction, but they're also misleading other people. And Imam Ali says that in their life, they are misleading people, and after that individual's death, who mets out justice among the people but are not fit for it, after this individual's death, this person carries the weight of others' people's sins, as well as being entangled in their own misdeeds. So, dear friends, we must be very careful when we are dispensating justice among the people, whether we are a mother or a father, whether we are an older brother, an older cousin, or whether we are, you know, a superior in the workplace, or we are a religious scholar and a student, or we are a student in front of other students, or we are a friend or a colleague or a co-worker. In any aspect that we are faced with the dispensation of justice, we must be incredibly careful to be just when we are in the act of the dispensation of justice. Another comprehensive, beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly. Render contemptible Verily, thou art able to do all things.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I just would like to share with you one sentiment or the feeling of a lady who was among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. And this is a lady who is known as Sauda bint Ammara bin al-Ashtar al-Hamdaniya. And she was from the family which believed in Amir al-Mu'mineen, from the Hamdaniya Yemeni family and the tribe. And she was a poetess in her own right. She was talented in composing poetry. Very, very powerful words where she says, صَلَّى الْإِلَهُ عَلَىٰ رُوحٍ فَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ فَأَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونًا. May Allah shower His salawat and blessings on the soul, تَضَمَّنُهُ قَبْرٌ, when the grave took him in, فَعَصْبَحَ فِيهِ الْعَدْلُ مَدْفُونَ. It was not Ali who was buried in there, it was Adl which was buried with him. Means when Ali went, justice is gone. This is what we get from people like you. And so Muawiyah says, what do you know about the justice of Ali? And she says, I'm actually remembering the day where I went to him with a similar complaint like I've come here today. And I went inside, he was doing his Nafila prayers. He sensed I was there, he shortened his prayers, turned to me and he said, you know, what is your hajat? Why have you come here? And when I presented the case of his revenue officer, who was being, you know, harsh than required, in his dealing with the issue of, you know, taking revenue for the government, Amir al-Mu'mineen, according to her, he cried at that time on the musalla, raised his hands and says, Allahumma inni lam amur bi dhulmi khalqik. O Allah, you be witness, I did not ask my officers to be unjust to the people. If someone from my officer has done this, it's not because I have asked them to do this. And he immediately asked for the paper and pen, and he wrote a letter to this person, instructing him to come back as soon as he gets the letter, so that he can then, you know, present his own side of the story.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.